Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Brother Kimani Njogu from Eldoret, Kenya. I really want to thank God for this opportunity and the chance that has allowed me again to be back on this platform, actually to speak. I've been there listening, and I've greatly been blessed by the ministration of the word by the various ministers of the gospel. I really appreciate God for the in-depth of the knowledge that God has given his able ministers. At times I even feel that I should not speak, I should just listen. May hear someone like JP preaching on with that knowledge of typing, typology. You see, just wonderful, brother. The one who just preached last week, brother, is this interesting name from Philippines, Ejo Ejados or something. Resos, our singing brother, excuse me. But Albert Matimbe and the rest. It's just great. It's just wonderful. The Lord bless you richly. I'm too small even to speak. So it's just that the Lord fell on me this time. And every time I've been trying to avoid it, but that I just ask that you'll pray for me. I also want to thank Brother Andrew Fearing and because of his effort, and Brother Jason Zima. I think Brother Jason Zima, he must have passed summary well in school. He can summarize the sermons quite well. The Lord richly bless you. Now, I just want to lay an introduction of what I feel like to speak about this week, as the Lord will lead and guide. Before we go to the scriptures, may we pray. Loving Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come before you, O God, knowing, Father, I'm quite unsuitable, image of a God, to speak to your royal children. Master, know that, O God, you feel that you will use my tongue. I commit myself under your hands and sanctify this tongue, and God may use it for your own glory. Master, may whatever is going to come out of me be of help, be of edification, be of encouragement, even go to the body of Christ. Father, I pray, do me forgive me where I've failed, and stand with me, God, even for the glory of your name. For it is in Jesus' name that I pray and believe. Now, I want to take a text. Actually, I want to speak about God keeps his word, and I want to read from our text, the book of Numbers 13. I read two scriptures for now. Numbers 13. From verse 26 to 30, and the Bible says, "And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel on the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, and the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites, dwelling in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwelling by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Praise the Lord. Now, I also want to read from the book of Matthew 24, verse 35. Matthew 24, verse 35. Says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Amen. As I've said, I want to speak about God keeps his word. Now, the word of God is self-sufficient. It doesn't require anybody's assistance. No addition, no subtraction, because any of these would meet with their consequences. The Bible says that heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall abide forever. And that's the word that we are listening to. The Bible is God's full, infallible, and unadulterated word, that nothing can be added to it or taken from it. Now, oftentimes, the simplicity of God's word has offended and stumbled many believers and unbelievers alike, because people have always gone for the glamour of the world instead of the reality of the gospel. Now, the word of God sometimes comes a lot of simplicity, and that simplicity becomes a stumbling block. And this morning, or this week, by the grace of God, I intend to that we look at this word of God and how God backs it, because God stands behind his word, and whatever happens, whatever he says, must always come to pass. I feel in my heart that before I go into my subject, I want to read a testimony that I know some of you are involved in it. And I'm speaking of it because I didn't know until when it took place. And it was an encouragement. And I always wanted to be encouraged to somebody, and also to raise even faith of a brother or a sister somewhere, to know that the God we serve, the God we trust, the God who saved us, the God who called us, is a faithful God. Now, about a month ago, a sister from Nairobi, her name is Dorothy Kiari, was hijacked on her way home. She was going to visit her old mother, though she's also old. She was going to visit her old mother. Then she was alighted and she was heading to her home. She found a small car somewhere, and somehow they deceived her that they were going in the same direction. And without her knowledge, they were actually robbers. So when she got in the car, they forced her. When they drove after a distance away from now the main road, so they forced her to give them the PIN number of her account. And they withdrew all her savings from a bank account, And she was left with very, with actually almost nothing, because what she left with about $20. You could say about $20. That's about 2,000 Kenya shillings. Now, when she called me and informed me about what had happened, I was really touched, because she, for your information, and I hope she will not be offended by this, she's a very strong supporter of my humble ministry. And it really affected me greatly, because at that time I've also been going through some financial constraining. I'm constrained because our economy is not behaving very well. So even the supply that I run a little business, the supply that we make to institutions are not paid on time. Now, we know how much it stands back. So whenever I'm going out for mission work or going work out for preaching somewhere, she's always behind me and supporting me and backing me with whatever she can. And it touched me, and I had to go to God in prayer, remembering her and calling on God and asking him as to what had happened and why it had to be like that. You know, sometimes as a preacher, you know, I know those of you who are ministers know it burdens somebody when you are preaching something and encouraging someone and telling someone, God will always remember you, God will bless you. And you would wish and you would want that person who has shown that, who has given a hand, who has supported, who has been praying for you. When such a thing happens, you'd always wonder why, and you'd always want to know also from God if there was anything got wrong somewhere. And sometimes I could wonder whether it was me who had failed to cause that to happen to her. Now, and we prayed, and it stopped at that, encouraged her, and we stopped at that. Now, along the line, I was going down so financially. There were bills to be paid. There were, you know, issues, some loans to be serviced, and so on. And as I was praying, I was wondering why things were becoming so difficult, because now even the little money that was supposed to come from the government side was not coming. So everything was almost to a standstill. But one night I'm praying, that's the end, the beginning of last week, today's Monday, the beginning of last week, I'm praying, and I was expected to go to attend a funeral somewhere of a brother, of a sister who had lost her brother. At this funeral, I was to be given a chance to speak the word of God. They are not believers, but the sister had made sure that I'm given a chance to speak the word. As we were sharing, I told my sister Dorothy that I'm going for funeral, and I'm supposed to speak, so pray for me. And then, as usual, she says, I'll put something, I'll send you something that will, no, you are already drained. You don't have anything now. To me, brother, you just leave it that. Okay, I'll pray for you. She just said, okay, I'll pray for you. But to her testimony, that evening, the Spirit of the Lord whispered to her that she sent me some certain amount. And that the night when I was praying, I felt some like divine victory over what I was praying about. Then the morning I woke up, I was taking the car for service. My brother's car, we took it for service, and I was always took it. Then the morning my sister calls me and tells me that she was heading for prayer in their church. So the distance between our place and their place is about 320 kilometers. And to cut the story short, she goes to the bank and withdraws the money, and she sends me the money that the Spirit of the Lord has whispered to her. You know, it somehow shook me, because I didn't expect that. I expect about, if you're sending good, send me so much money, I expect about $50. But instead, she sends me $500. And that's exactly, almost exactly the amount of money I needed to square out my bills so that I can travel for that funeral. Brethren, it humbled me. And I started wondering why she did that. Little did I know that God, when she came back now, she was told me, when I called her and I wanted to thank her, she said, no. She'll talk in the afternoon when I come back from prayers. So I let her go in the evening, but I wrote her a message to thank her. And then she said, I'll give you a testimony of what God has done. In the evening, I asked her, we talked now, I asked her what has happened. And she told me that God has also performed wonders. God has proved to her that he's faithful. How? That he shared what she had gone through with Andrew Fearing, and God touched Pastor Brother Andrew, and the other, when God and Brother Andrew also shared with some other brothers, we don't know, sisters, and the Lord touched them, and God sent her the some token of love. And she felt if God can do that, she can also do likewise. And she was very strong on that. And I said, oh God, our God is faithful. And you know, in the little bits that we see on this earth, how God is answering our prayers encourages us. I was encouraged very much to surely that this God we are talking about, we are asking, can also come and cover us in times of need. And that we have brothers and we have sisters, and God can touch them wherever they are to make sure that we are encouraged. And therefore, even these sermons that are going on, I want to say that God is faithful. I was encouraged. She was encouraged. And to you may not know Brother Andrew and whoever participated, that you are an answer to what I was praying. You are an answer to me to prove that God keeps his word. And God backs every bit of his word that he promised. And there's no part of the promise of God that can ever fail. And this encourages me to know that in the days we are living in, he also promised one thing, that he's going to have a church that's glorious, that's blameless, that's without a spot. And that is exactly what's going to happen. God does not require anyone's assistance. He is self-sufficient. Demons may try to rise up against his plans, but none of it will ever work because this is God's work. He's the one who started it. He's the one who's going to bring it to a completion. And I thank God for the work of the ministry, the fivefold ministry that God has raised, is so much simplicity. As we shall see maybe from tomorrow. And how people fail and are failing to see. But I thank God there's a small element of people that God is using to bring this truth to completion. And we are the ones who want to experience the little group that God has favored by his own grace, by his own mercy, by his own love to open the truth to us. I only want to say, let him be praised, let our God be glorified, let our God be magnified. And for those who did and those who participated, may my good Lord bless you, prosper you, and answer and return back manifold, pressed, shaken, and running over as the word promises. And may you, your needs be met. My brothers, I just felt I should start with that testimony to tell you that what I'm preaching this week may not be, not have much in depth, but I have a lot of faith, and I'm so much encouraged, and I'm so happy through that. We serve a living God. We serve a God who stands behind his word. The Lord bless you. We'll continue tomorrow as he guides us. God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.